Welcome back, the few of you still listening. It's another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're recording on Sunday, July 13th, which is apparently International Rock Day.
Whoa, go find your favorite rock.
Rocking in the free world.
Pretty shisty.
That one did not register.
Sorry, geology humor. Failed.
Googling shisty.
Shist.
Yeah, this podcast just...
Not what we...
Rumble. Metamorphic. Nice.
You know why I remember that?
Why?
The Magic School Bus.
Oh, goodness, Frizzle. Come on. Awesome.
Frizzle was swole.
That's amazing.
So we have most of our Fallscasters here today. We don't have Suzanne. Happy birthday to Suzanne.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know you could be 20 for so long, but she definitely is perfect.
She can carry it off.
Just killing it.
Yes.
And hers was right before Suzanne's, July 7th.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. I am not 20.
She's 21.
29 forever, folks.
Old enough to be awesome.
Thank you.
It's been like that for a while. Duh.
Yeah.
Tonight.
That's true.
So be sure to check out our website. We've had some continuing information on the police blotter that if you want to laugh, it's the thing to
is it
read us the best ones.
There was a woman who accused her DoorDash driver, might have been Uber Eats, whatever, but she accused them of stealing her purse, which had her laptop in it.
Oh no.
She called the police on them. I'm sure she contacted the company also, and I'm sure that person is fired now.
Oh, God.
Which is sad because she found her purse.
Oh no.
I didn't think DoorDash people came in the house.
They don't.
Oh God. Hello. Yeah. Humans are stupid.
Yeah.
Not all humans.
Some humans are stupid. Many humans are stupid.
But probably 30.
That's many.
Keep sending your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show. You can email us. Suzanne's not here to the email.
Falls Free Press.
I'm definitely cutting that so it's just Mike.
No.
Do it.
I don't care.
I didn't even know what the website is. How sad is that?
We should just try to belch it out.
Oh.
No, Jesus.
You can also get a hold of us on Facebook and review us on your podcatcher. Tell us people what you think of the show so that others can find it.
Have we looked at any metrics lately? Is there a metric?
I actually haven't.
Okay.
I haven't either.
That's where we're at now.
One person listened.
And we're in the We Do Not Care Club.
Exactly.
Yes.
Amen.
One person listened to it and it was...
when he edited it.
Yes.
And in that case, all it was me hitting played after it downloaded.
Play to make sure it worked. And that was it.
Bye.
And some interesting news I just learned. It's today, so obviously when you hear this, it will have already happened.
But you can do the TARDIS and go back in time.
Yeah. The premiere of this month's Round Akron with Blue Green features me.
Awesome.
Wow.
Features Bart.
Yeah.
What is that? Round Akron?
Blue Green goes around Akron and its many suburbs and talks to interesting
people. Oh.
And so this episode features myself, but also features the Akron Recording Company, the Akron History Center, and a flight test to learn about the RC plane.
Oh, very cool.
And this episode premieres today at 1:30, but it also repeats on July 18th at 8:30, so that's this Friday, and then multiple times throughout next weekend.
Very cool.
You can also catch it on the PBS app, and that one is free.
Cool.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Congrats, Bert.
Is PBS still alive?
So far. Fingers crossed.
The resistance is strong.
And then I interviewed him at the same time. So now that he's posted this, I'm going to be getting that audio from him and be posting that on one of our next episodes.
Oh, that's very cool. You had a twofer, man.
And then some of the stuff that didn't make the main show, he's going to be online on his podcast, The World According to Blue Green.
Oh, very.
So, how has everybody been?
Hot and sweaty. Warm. Yes. I went last week and I was in Nashville with my folks for a family wedding, and it was just as hot and muggy there as it was here. So, I really didn't feel like I was maladjusted. My dad struggled with the heat, but yeah, it was good.
Well, your dad played golf.
Yeah, he was. It was rough
in the heat. That's rough.
Yeah. So yeah, but
and he's 80.
Yeah, and I came back and work wasn't too busy, and I was all cut up, and yeah, and then we're, now we're getting ready to go for a Burning Man regional camping event next week, and it'll be fun.
And Lucky Lakes, Michigan.
Yeah. So that's what we're. Yeah. Lots of art, lots of fun projects, and all kinds of experiences.
2,500 weirdos in all in one place.
Yep, 2,500 weirdos in one place around a lake. What could go wrong? Two of them
that we know.
Yeah. What an honor.
Don't make the news.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Don't add to the population. Don't remove from the population.
Yes, yes, just be. Yeah. 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 So.
Well, I can no longer do the first one. I can't add to the population anymore.
True.
Yeah. Me neither.
How about you guys? Anything fun?
Not really.
Major.
All right. So we're boring then.
Yeah. I did finally get the Superman yesterday.
Oh, how was it, Bart? Mm-hmm.
Good.
Was it good? Awesome.
It's very much in the lane of the Christopher Reeves movies.
Okay.
And I mean this new guy puts off a very Reevesian, you know.
Okay.
Idea.
That's awesome. I'm glad it was good.
And it was fun seeing all the landmarks, you know, where they recorded. And I do believe that they filmed at the Guardian Stadium.
Okay.
Like there's a huge battle inside the Guardian Stadium.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Cool.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know they did a bunch of scenes on the beach way down in like Headlands Beach or whatever.
Headlands.
Yeah.
Okay.
They shut it down for like a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. And they did go to Cincy, which I mean, if they didn't go there, they were missing, because that right there is where the location of the Justice League is.
Oh.
I believe it's the Air Museum.
Oh, okay.
That if you look at that building, that is what it was in every cartoon. It was based.
Yeah,
on.
They actually filmed there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
It's a very cool Art Deco looking front of the building, isn't it?
It is. It looks like a hangar.
Ah.
But I don't believe that is what it is inside.
Isn't that the Air and Space? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I thought so.
Steve's gonna look it up.
I want to see a picture of it. I kind of vaguely remember what it looked like.
Oh, it's the Cincinnati Union Terminal. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. Oh, I got you. Cool.
Yes, yeah, iconic front facade of a building.
Yeah. So yeah, between that and getting an air conditioner, it's been a week.
Well, my god.
That's
a big deal, man.
Oh, I'm glad.
As it is, I have one fan going right now, just so that it's not interfering with the audio.
And but it's your biggest fan.
It actually number one is. Fan. Oh,
I'm your number biggest one fan. Yep.
As someone that had no AC not that long ago, I appreciate it very much. Okay. I don't know how I ever managed with that.
How long did you go without AC, Kathy?
Well, my house didn't have AC at all. I had window unit.
Okay.
There was a window unit, and then I had like apartment size one for my bedroom. But still, it didn't like get the whole thing equally. So you'd freeze sitting on the couch. And then, yeah, it was just always a struggle. But yeah, once we got, now we have central air. It's like so nice.
It's a blessing. Really. It's a blessing to walk inside into your home from a walk outside when it's so hot. And it's so cool in there.
Especially when it was humid, because those didn't really help you much with humidity. Yeah. But you'd be in the living room and like watching TV. We had the big one in there. It was always a struggle just dealing with it. It'd be cold if you sat right in front of it, and it's loud. And that was old. But yeah, it's so nice now.
Awesome.
Our dads can barely keep up. Because he has a small house, because his system's probably 20 or 30 years old.
Oh, at least 30 or 40. Yeah, it's really old.
Probably like what ours is, old 10-tier unit.
You got to put it on 78. When it's 95 outside or over 90, it has a hard time keeping up.
It can't keep up.
So it'll takes all the humidity out, but it might be 78 or 79 in the house.
Yeah.
But it still feels good.
Yeah, because it's not humid.
Yeah, the humidity is
Yeah.
When it's really hot, the humidity is bad. But heat's bad, too.
Well, we hope you're all staying cool as we are.
round table.
Speaking of having fun.
Yes. Oh, boy. So apparently the school board is currently considering closing and repurposing either Preston or Price, while also completely closing and selling Schnee.
Yeah. Tough choices. When our boys were in elementary school, there was a round of closing one down, and it was really heartbreaking. But our boys went to DeWitt, and that did not. What was the one that got shut down?
I was there when Bodie and Grant were shut down, but that was back when I was
when
third or fourth grade or something like that.
Yeah. Oh,
Grant isn't that the Cork Cultural Center?
It's Cork now, yeah. And Bodie's the Summit Education Center or something like that.
Yeah. So, yep, they need to save pennies.
And the problem is,
did they go to when they got, I'm trying to remember what school they got shut down when they would have been in.
Which one? There was Price, Preston, DeWitt, Silver Lake, and which was the one that got shut down? Sill. And Sill.
The one that used to be Sill. That's the one that used to be the soccer fields at.
Yeah, Sill was the one that got shut down.
I love Sill, yeah.
Yeah, everyone was so sad about that.
That's on my fucking street. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Duh.
It was a pretty good sized building.
It was a big size building.
Well, and the problem with Phil is that they just they didn't turn off the water, and they kind of just destroyed that building.
Yeah. Terrible.
Now, I do know there were rumors they were talking about closing Silver Lake. And considering the fact that building is so old and is not handicapped accessible.
Yeah.
I went there like about a month or so ago for a book sale, and I had to go up like 3 flights of steps just to get to the door.
Oh no.
Really?
And I'm like, how do people use this?
Wow.
They don't.
Now money talks though, right?
If any of them were going to close, I mean, considering the age of that building.
I don't even know when Silver Lake was built.
A lot of people in Silver Lake would be pretty pissed off, so they don't have to intermingle with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was at the most recent board meeting, and you know, this is definitely going to have another ripple effect, especially since these schools are they've been around for a while and are sort of at the heart of all the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having community schools are it's just such a little special thing,
I remember when our kids were going to school, I think it was wonderful to have that school right around the corner.
DeWitt.
It really was nice.
Yeah,
it is nice to have neighborhood school.
Yeah, with enrollment declining, though, it's kind of...
You can't keep it up. You have to cut. Everything's getting more expensive nowadays.
Oh, okay, what does it say? It says 24% drop in the last 10 years.
Wow. Okay, wow. Shoot!
People are having less kids, man. They are.
Yeah.
It's a big trend.
Yes, because they can't even fucking afford rent. So how can you afford a kid?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't even pay for a place to live. You live with mom and dad.
Yeah, or you have roommates. Plural. I mean, it's a nice place, 3-bedroom, 3 people live there.
Yeah, so where's room for baby?
Another reason it's been behind some of the rise in polyamory is that, three people, 4 people can raise somebody in a house a lot better than 2. Mm-hmm. That one has a job, or one person stays home and 2 people have a job or whatever, and just a lot easier to make ends meet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it's also, I don't want to get on with the high school and whatnot, because everyone wants to bitch about that. But a younger family who maybe is already established doesn't want to move into a system where the schools aren't doing as well, and that's not necessarily a function of the building itself, but they're going to look more towards a Talmadge or a Hudson or somewhere, a Stowe even, where the school system's doing better. So why would you enroll your kids in a underperforming school system? Yeah. But that's a broader question of how do you bring the standards up,
Gentrification. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
It's a slow process over decades. Mm-hmm. It's headed in that direction now.
Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to go down there. And I know there was that construction going down across from like Hibachi and all that stuff. We haven't been down there since they demoed that area. I've heard there's a bunch of construction of apartments and stuff going on down there. Go check that out.
Yeah. I was just down at Hi-Ho last weekend and saw, they're going pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're moving fast, but it's a big widening project, and it's really jacking up the place. It's closed in one direction. There's a little detour. Wow. On the weekends they shut it down pretty good, and I think people can get in and out of the businesses. But during the week, it's a pain in the ass. So I'm sure those businesses are feeling a pinch.
No.
I don't know when it was supposed to be done in 2026 for the whole thing. the whole yeah. So they're pushing hard.
Well, and continuing the construction downtown, starting tomorrow, the lower pass to the observation deck and the Highbridge Glens Trail will be closed while the EPA prepares to remove the built-up sediment behind the dam. So the Gorge Dam project is, now that they've had the okay to keep going.
Yeah, they're pushing. They're pushing. Steve went down and took some photos a couple weeks ago of the dredging.
Which if you want to write a small article on, that can, I have some photos that'll go.
Okay.
I have a couple of nice pictures of the Gorge Dam, and then I have some pictures of the barges. This is after or before the guy died and the kid died?
It was the day. That was when we were down there.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, before.
Yeah, ever since Superman, I've actually starting to feel more like I need needs written.
Yeah.
So you could say it's a damn good article.
There you go.
It would demolish the competition.
I see what you.
There you go. I wish I could think as fast as you guys.
When you have so much sediment up in your head, it's just there.
Yeah, it just needs to get dredged out.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Sorry, Bart.
This show is off to a rocky start. I don't like it.
Very.
We'll have to improve the flow.
Let me barge in with a comment.
Yeah.
Woo. That was good.
I'm digging it.
A plus for O. I'm digging it. God, hot diggity. We're still not done.
Well, another place people can barge in with comments. The 2025 CDBG annual action plan is being discussed at City Council on July 21st. They'll be discussing proposed activities. And if you can't make the City Council meeting on the 23rd, there will be another meeting at the NAT about it. So two different opportunities if you want to hear about what's going on and comment, if you don't think it's a good idea for some of these things, that's the time to talk.
Yeah, that's when your voice can be heard. Get involved in your local government, local politics, peeps.
You don't like the streets? Go work for the street department. Try to run it. You don't like the streets? They're all crappy, cracked up sidewalks. You think they're doing a terrible job? Maybe you can be mayor too.
There you go. That's how you get shit done. Not sitting on your ass and flapping your gums.
And going, wee, 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 wee.
Nice. Good suggestion, Steve. You didn't even swear.
That's what I was more impressed with.
Suggestions. Oh.
Next time I'll do better. I'll swear.
Yes. I expect more swearing.
So while I was looking for arts news, I kept coming across it. Nothing arts and music related is happening downtown next weekend. And that's because the Italian Fest is happening.
Woo! Viva le Paisan! Oh, that was a half French, half Italian.
That's kind of like, what?
Yep. I don't know how to say it in Italian.
So, if you're looking for some good
Stromboli.
Sausage sandwich.
Yeah, that's all I can
think of. Fried bologna sandwich.
Pizza.
Cannolis.
Cannoli. Ooh, hopefully we'll be there.
Leave the gun, take cannoli.
It'll be packed. It always is. Oh, yeah.
But skip the Italian beer.
Skip the Italian.
Yeah, they do have wine though too. But I'm a beer drinker now. But Irish Fest, they have
a nice sweet table red. Sure, why not?
The Irish Fest has good beer.
Yeah, they all do really.
Nowadays, they used to not. It used to be all crappy domestic stuff.
Oh, give me a Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light or regular.
Give me a butt wiper.
I mean a butt water, a Bud water.
Butt wiper. I'll take a butt wiper.
Ew.
Give me a Bud Heavy. I want none of that Bud Light. Give me a Bud Heavy. Yeah, I went there.
Can it make it heavy? Can it make it manly? Can it make it heavy, Bud?
Give me a Bush Latte.
That's an American beer. Well, actually, no, it's an originator.
How many freedoms per beer? How many was it Budweiser's per Freedom Eagle does that car go?
InBev.
Yeah, South Africa.
How many breweries do they own? How many different brands do they own now?
Oh, no. InBev? Oh, geez. Miller Coors is South African. InBev. I don't remember if they're South African or if they're...
I thought they were German.
It might be German. I don't remember.
Belgian.
Was InBev Belgian? They're a fucking monster. They own so many different breweries. Yeah.
Belgian and Brazilian.
Yeah,
and Belgian.
Family. And they own the American, quote-unquote, Anheuser-Busch and have for a while.
Yeah, the Belgians own 28.1.
There you go. They're no longer an American-owned company.
Nope. Anheuser-Busch and InBev.
Yeah, but you're drinking a different... That's not American beer, people.
Oh, boy.
Not anymore. Guinness is owned by Diageo. I should.
I thought you were the beer guy.
You've lost your special touch, Mike. Yep, it's
used
gone.
Used to be.
Out of your head now, buddy.
Be all in it now,
no,
yeah.
No, it's filled, no, it's filled with truck parts.
Pretty much.
Oh, beer parts are beer and spirits. Sorry.
Yes.
Truck parts would be cool. I'd like to go hang out with Mike at work and watch him work. That'd be fun. I'd shit. I'd hand him tools.
It's very simple.
You can be your bitch boy.
I would, sure, for a while. And then they finally then they put me on the shitty jobs they don't want to do. So what happened?
So if you would like to learn more about different hauntings in Summit County, local author and historian Sharon Moreland Myers has written a new book.
Not related to Michael Myers.
No. A book is called Haunted Summit County, and she will be at the library on Tuesday, July 22nd from 6 to 7 to discuss it. And, you know, you can ask questions about hauntings in Summit County.
Who will be there?
Be upstairs.
It'll be down in the meet. And I don't know what room it is, but it'll be downstairs at the library.
In the dungeon.
So, Summit County Board of Elections apparently is no longer on Grant Street.
Did not know that. Interesting.
Apparently, they just moved. They are now at 1050 Talmadge Avenue.
Where do you know exactly where that is?
That's right. That's where the BMV and Title Agency is over there.
Okay. Where's that?
Do you know where the bowling alley is over on Talmadge Avenue? There used to be a little bowling alley.
Route 8, left or right?
Get off left. It's okay. East of Home Avenue going towards Lake Britton Road. Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just before
you get to the bar. It sounds like it's
closer for us.
Closer for us, right? So
yeah, just where it's a big building. It used to be a Handy Andy way back in the day or something like that, or kind of groceries.
Sure, it wasn't a Jack Handy Andy.
Could have been. That's interesting. They moved over there though.
Yeah.
They said they needed the space. Maybe that was a good price. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
That was a small building.
It was always
Summit County.
Yeah. And every time I went,
when you did in person voting, it was
packed. Big lines.
Mm-hmm. Or even the parking lots were too small, you know.
Yeah, that parking lot over there is huge. I mean, it's
the
building where it's at is massive.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's an upgrade. That's good.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah. Be advised, voters.
And now it's even easier for Falls Lights to go vote in person.
Yeah,
exactly.
And vote early and vote off. Vote once.
Vote
once, and all the illegals, you know, they can't. They can't vote, people,
or get Medicare Medicaid benefits.
They take our benefits.
Nope.
They pay taxes. And they don't get shit. So go fuck yourself.
Yep, go fuck yourself.
A rumor. This is rumored, but apparently, an Italian restaurant is supposed to be moving into the former Punts and Pints location on State Road.
Also formerly known as the Red Fox.
Yes.
Infamously known, I might add.
Okay, nice. Yes. So the rumor is it's the owner of El Mason, who already has an Italian business in another place that's reputably good. So somebody, if you know, call in or write in and say you're right.
Cool. We could be very wrong or very right. Who knows?
Allegedly.
Yeah. You'll find out.
I'm still waiting for the car wash, vape shop, Hungry Howie's collab.
And the new KFC and another dispensary.
Yes. Sorry.
I mean, there's not an Italian restaurant on State Road, so that would be inspiring.
No. Yeah, there isn't actually. You're right. Well, at least in the Falls.
On State Road.
You go down far enough.
Oh, you're right. Emedio's.
Parasons used to be down there. They closed that.
Oh, that's closed. Isn't that Parasons closed? That's not even State Road.
No, you go straight. Keep going now straight. It takes you right. It's the same road. You can follow that right to Akron.
I mean, shit, when, you know, DeLulo's was there way back.
Yeah, that's right.
DeLulo's was good.
Dontino's isn't far away, though.
Not on State Road.
Good. They're
Dontino's
solid.
Is tasty.
It's been consistent. All the years have been, it's always been this same, always good. I took pictures of his kids and Y soccer and Y stuff, baseball.
Yeah, fun family.
Bart's
finding the next topic.
It's
Leverin.
Are we in like fucking Harry Potter and the book of whatevers or
Arthur Tongue?
It's
Harry Plopper and the book of Sweaty Ball.
Is that what it is?
Harry Plopper.
Okay, all right. That's what J.K. Rowling is. She's a plopper. Yeah.
And finally, the first days of school are already coming up.
Crazy. What? Be Can quiet. You Hush your mouth.
Man.
I know.
It was just July 4th. Come on, Bart. I know. That's mean. You're mean.
August 18th and 20th.
It's like a month away.
All right. 1 month out. Almost. Not quite. Not quite a month.
Speaking of, did you see the, I'm sure everyone saw the football field at
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The pictures.
The pictures of it. Oh, they released it. It looks really nice.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. It'd be about, maybe the team will get better since the new stadium. Maybe the rules are way more.
But it'll look good and it'll be safe.
At least it'll look good doing it.
Yeah.
The marching band will look great on the new field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Ready? Bart's art.
Different with Jen terrible. Doing it. Always good with Steve doing it.
Sorry, Suzanne. We desecrated it. I tried. It was not the best one yet.
No.
It was amusing. No. That's what counts, right?
Yeah.
So a new documentary is going to be showing up on Netflix in August about hometown musician's Devo.
Woohoo! Yes. Whip it! Whip it good!
It looks like...
Whack that whip!
I guess it premiered at Sundance last year, and it was a big hit. And so this should premiere on August 19th here on Netflix, directed by Chris Smith. It's tracking the formation, rise, and evolution. Well, this article is wrong. The formation, rise, and de-evolution, and cultural impact of the band.
Very cool.
And I guess there will be interviews with... Mark Mothersbaugh and Gerald Cassell.
When is that getting released?
August 19th.
Okay.
Where is it going to be streamable? Or is it going to be
Netflix?
Netflix.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Very cool.
So, yeah. Only the one item for arts, but it's a big one.
Yeah.
Say a little segue since you said Netflix, and it caused my brain to remember that. Did you see the new speed record for internet transmission?
Oh, yes, yeah, from Japan, right? Japan?
6G or something? It was like
1.02 petabits per second over 1,000 miles.
They can download all of Netflix in like
5 seconds.
Second.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Asians kick our ass at internet. Yeah. They just, their governments fund it and build it, and they are fast, and they think that we're so primitive here.
Republicans don't want to pay for it if then they can't make money off of it.
Yep.
Well, I got something that isn't sad.
What's that?
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Yes, you guys made it. We're here. We're here at the end now. Goodbye.
We're trying not to be the sad boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Sad boys club.
Remember, if you do have ideas for articles, for interviewees, news items that you want us to learn more about, you can send those to us on Facebook, but also via our email.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. And of course, remember to rate and review us. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell other people what you think of the show.
Call and harass us.
Call us some unnecessarily bad names.
Or necessarily bad.
Or maybe say you're great.
Yes. That's always.
Yes. All feedback welcome.
For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you all join us next time, whenever that may be.
Later.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bye. FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.